Electioneering had begun, it was Dewsbury, it was January, and when I interviewed Ed Balls, he gave me the impression that abolishing non-dom tax status was not a good idea. This is where super wealthy individuals like Roman Abramovich are exempt from paying tax on their earnings from abroad. With over 100,000 people in this bracket, perhaps it's his role as Shadow Chancellor that Ed Balls was aware of the drop in revenue to the Exchequer that introducing this would cause, and in fact prompt the super rich to leave the UK.
I think if you abolish the whole status, then probably it ends up costing Britain money because there'll be some people who then leave the country. But I think we can be tougher, and we should be, and we will.
Non-domicile status is a hangover from the colonial era, and Labour leader Ed Miliband announced today he wanted to close this loophole, and it would be abolished.
Why should people be able to enjoy all of the virtues of our great country and not pay tax like everyone else? Why should there be one rule for some people and another rule for everybody else? It isn't fair, it isn't just, it holds Britain back, and we will stop it. The next Labour government will abolish the non-dom rule.
So where does that leave Ed Balls? He has, of course, been on message, backing abolition today, but how does it fit in with his comments from 3 months ago?
What I said in January was we also need to make sure that people coming here for short periods of time, like students or short-term business visitors, can still do so. That's why we've said today we'll have temporary rules for 2 or 3 years to allow people to come on those short stays. That sits a long time, alongside us abolishing these non-domicile rules. Labour will act on tax avoidance. The Conservatives won't.
All of this is great ammunition for the Conservatives who lit on my Dewsbury interview like a cat on a sparrow. Here's David Cameron.
What we've seen from Labour this morning is frankly pretty chaotic. On the one hand saying they want to get rid of non-dom status, but on the other hand saying that if they did so it would cost the country money. And this goes to a bigger issue, which is when you see such confusion over a policy like this, are these people really capable and competent of running an economy? And I think people will conclude, no, they're not.